Kingdom of Saudi Arabia said, is it possible to listen to cassettes which have Quran in them, follow them with the Quran? Do you get the same kind of reward as reciting the Quran, Sheikh?
Well, the greatest reward is for reciting the Quran by yourself and reciting it properly. Because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, recite the Quran, since indeed it shall come on the Day of Judgment as a shafi'ah, as an intercessor for those who used to recite it. Then furthermore, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, recite the Quran, since for each letter you recite, you receive 10 rewards. And I do not say alif, lam, mim is one letter. Rather, alif is a letter, lam is another letter, and mim is a third one. So the greatest reward is for those who recite the Quran and recite it properly, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Then comes second to that is those who listen to the Quran. Because when we spoke about the etiquette of reciting the Quran and befriending the Quran, said there should be some time for your own recitation where you can recite the word of Allah and have a dialogue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there should be some time where you can listen attentively to the Quran and enjoy its recitation. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, recite the Quran upon me. He said, Ya Rasulullah, how can I recite it upon you while it was revealed to you or upon you? He said, recite it before me. I like to listen to it from others other than me. So he went on and on reciting from Surah An-Nisa until he came to one verse, which is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started crying and he said, Hasbuk, indicating that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to enjoy listening to the Quran as well. So there is a reward for listening to the Quran. And they said, as far as benefiting from the Quran, they said the one who recites is similar to the one who is milking a cow or a sheep. And the one who's listening is similar to the one who drinks the milk. So al-qari'u kal-halib was-sami'u kal-sharib. But the such word, as we stated before, al-harfu bi-ashr hasanat, is indicated for the one who recites the Quran. I just returned from the States, and we used to hold a recitation halqa every morning after Fajr. And many of the brothers and sisters are beginners. So I advise them to, after we finish our halqa, that if you don't know how to recite properly, you can seek the help of certain qaris. I directed them to a specific website that's called islamway.com, where you can log on to the recitations by different and various qaris, beautiful voices and recitations. I personally prefer, and I pick specially, may Allah have mercy on him, his eminent Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil al-Husari, perfect recitation. Excellent recitation, and he has different versions of the recitation, and he has what's known as al-mushaf al-muallim, the mushaf which is a tutor Quran, where he recites the verse slowly, then he allows you to repeat after him. This is very useful mean and beneficial for beginners. And there is a mushaf al-murattal, and there is a mushaf al-mujawwad. You can enjoy all of these recitations, so they benefited from that a great deal. And as a matter of fact, some of them came to me by the end of the last 10 days of Ramadan and said that I've got to finish the Quran for the very first time in my life. I have witnessed them spending most of the night following the recitation of the Sheikh on their laptops or their Walkman or CDs or whatever. So it is very, very useful, especially for beginners. But if you master the recitation of the Quran, I prefer for you to recite as much as you can, and Allah knows best. The website, once again, because it has a great collection of great qaris, islamway.com. And you will click on Tilawatun Qurani or Quranic recitation. And as I said, my favorite qari, Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil al-Husari, may Allah have mercy on him, has different sets of the entire Quran recitation, even with different dialects.
Exactly. And I think the message you're sending is don't despair. I mean, even if you find it difficult, carry on, still strive.
As I said, some people, when they attended the halqas in the beginning, they found a great difficulty because even Arab, because they used not to recite the Quran at all for 4 years. Oh, no. So they were reluctant to attend again. But I give them the good news that the Prophet ﷺ said, if one who recites the Quran fluently is in the ranks of the angels, al-kiram, al-safarat, al-barara, the purified angels, the one who recites the Quran with difficulty and he's stuttering receives double the reward. And in a few days, in a matter of 15 to 18 days, many of them were able, mashallah, to improve their recitation a great deal.
جزاك الله خير.